started?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for doing the stakeout. I saw in your testimony or statement that you talked about obviously Mali, and you said that there's a need to work on governance and strengthening state institutions. We had a briefing about Mali yesterday, and Mr. Kunders acknowledged that the government didn't inform the UN peacekeeping mission before they began an assault in May on Kidal. And there's also the issue of the president buying a $40 million plane, which has resulted in the IMF freezing its assistance. What steps, in terms of your mandate, does this fall into your mandate? Is this the type of governance issues that you're referring to?
My mandate, as you know, is to facilitate and support the implementation of the United Nations Integrated Strategy. However, to do so, as you said, of course, there are prerequisites for the implementation of the United Nations Integrated Strategy. Number one, we need to have enhanced coordination among all actors, not only the countries of the region who are at the center of everything, but among supporting partners. We need a more coordinated approach. And most importantly, and in relation to what you just raised, is of course the political will and engagement of the government of the region to undertake the required structural reforms in terms of governance and security. So in that sense, evidently, the United Nations Integrated Strategy has three pillars, one of it is governance, and therefore, the activities that we have already initiated in terms of governance are about major issues to secure a better, an inclusive governance, democratization processes, and availing better services for the population. So in that sense, yes, governance is a pillar on which we work.
Can you tell me exactly what are some of the concrete steps you would take, aside from exchanging information, since a lot of the countries that are involved in the coordination are themselves fighting terrorism or don't really have a government?
The first, I just took office. And therefore, the most important thing now is that we strengthen the coordination mechanism. The first step, to implement this strategy is to enhance the coordination platform that was put in place last November, the ministerial coordination platform. And the technical secretariat, which is in support of it, which is co-chaired by the African Union and the United Nations. That's a priority. Secondly, is immediately, as soon as we can, to be able to implement activities which will yield tangible benefits for the population concerned. So that's another priority, because although the United Nations has done a great job at putting its act together and working to elaborating programs and activities along the priorities identified by the strategy in a very coherent manner, in a very coordinated manner, that's an achievement. But what we need to do immediately now, as soon as possible, is implement projects that will have tangible benefits for the population concerned.
Just to follow up, though, I think it would be helpful if you can give us some specific examples and benchmarks. For example, I think in an analogous area of coordination in the Great Lakes region, there's a whole framework with attempts at specific benchmarks against which to measure progress. Can you just give us a little bit more of your thinking on how to focus on accountability for progress, what kinds of specific information exchanges, what kind of examples of projects, just a few. Thank you.
You know, as I said earlier, I just took office. But definitely there is a need for an expressed commitment from the concerned government of the region vis-a-vis the required structural changes for the implementation of the strategy or for better stability and development in the region. So yes, that could be a way forward, but we are not yet there. I just took office, so I agree on the principle that there should be an understanding in the region about the common denominators that need to be addressed by all concerned, and that there should be commitment and responsibility and accountability to undertake the required changes. So the Great Flex formula is a formula, but we'll see if this is the way. I just took office, and so I'll not go into details. The only thing I can tell you now is that, in principle, what is required are three things. One, that the international community coordinate its action. Two, that the region undertake serious measures to change some of the governance and security issues. And three, of course, a better coordination of all concerned on all these fronts.